Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On Metroscope this time, I would like to welcome a dynamic duo, a brother and sister team known as Brenda Ferris and Baron Robison. They are Help Team Brenda. Hey guys, welcome to Metroscope.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us on. We're excited.
Well, let's get started by first letting everybody know what you got. You're brother and sister, but what's the story here? What's going on? What's Help Team Brenda?
Well, we both grew up in Hermiston. Brenda raised her family in Eugene. I raised my family in Salem. Then I moved to the coast. She wound up moving to Eugene. And we decided to do something kind of fun. Just the two of us together back in January. We can get into more of that a little bit later, but it was supposed to be just the two of us. I guess dynamic duo is probably a nice little name for this. Brenda Ferris lives in Mesa, Arizona, and a couple years ago, she found out some pretty devastating news, which I think actually comes better from her than from me.
Brenda, do you want to share your story with us?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I found out that I had breast cancer, which anytime you get cancer and you get that diagnosis is terribly devastating, but I had found in an odd way, in an odd situation that I had cancer, and I felt like I'd lived a pretty healthy lifestyle. I had exercised, eaten well, didn't have cancer in my family, and so I felt like for me it was particularly devastating to find this out and to figure out what to do about it. And before I had cancer, my husband and I had both researched a lot about cancer. I mean, before I knew I had cancer.
Yeah.
We'd already researched a lot about cancer, and I thought, I should learn about this because someone in my family is probably, or my scope of influence is going to need this information, and little did I know the person that was going to need it was me.
When was your diagnosis?
So once I knew I had cancer, then I was able to put some of that information to use. Yeah, so tell me that again.
When was your diagnosis again?
The end of 2015, so about 2.5 years ago. I found I had breast cancer, and I did have a mastectomy at the beginning of the next year. They ended up with a radical mastectomy and took the lymph nodes to go with it. But the lymph nodes had already broken open, so the cancer is traveling through my body. It's going through the lymph system, and if you're aware of that, then you know that the lymph system is all through the whole body. So once it kind of gets into that, it just keeps traveling and traveling. So I've got that traveling through my body, so I have to fight it every day. I also found out that my cancer is not receptive to chemotherapy. So knowing I don't have chemotherapy as an option and I do have cancer traveling through my body, then I really needed to buckle down and fight it every day with all the resources that I have. I have a very slow-growing but aggressive cancer, so when it comes back with a vengeance, I need to be prepared to keep the rest of my body healthy to be able to fight it.
So are you on medication right now?
I'm not on any medication in regards to like chemotherapy. I do take an estrogen blocking drug, which they do frequently put breast cancer patients on. And I am taking a lot of supplements that my husband and I have researched extensively to help with my specific type of breast cancer. I probably take about 55 pills a day, mostly supplements, to help me with all of the cancer challenges that I have.
What has your life like been since your diagnosis?
At first, of course, it was highly challenging. This was all new. I was not a person that had gotten sick very often. I actually lived a relatively pain-free life without a lot of physical challenges. And so for me, I really had to buckle down and realize this is something I have to fight. I have to grasp the fact that this is going to be my life because I do have cancer. Now, we all have cancer cells running through our body, but normally our immune system takes care of it. But for me, I do have cancer, and I have it every day, and I need to fight it all the time. So I've changed my lifestyle. And not that I wasn't living a fairly healthy lifestyle, but I've changed extensively since then. I exercise every day. Exercise is very important to open up the pathways for the enzymes that can go in and shut down cancer. So I exercise every day. I religiously follow my diet regime, which I've researched extensively and found out what's going to be the most beneficial for my type of cancer. I do take my supplements. Again, we've researched heavily and found out this is going to be the best type. I get sunlight because vitamin D helps with many things, but particularly with cancer. So I have a variety of things that I add to my life that I wasn't really doing before. So that's kind of a whole new regime, and I had to find time to fit that in.
Well, it really sounds like you've done a lot of research and you're doing the right things. That's great. Good for you. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I have. And I just felt like that's my only recourse. I don't have another option. So I need to do my research, and then you got to follow through with it. And to me, one of my mottos is choose your hard. Every bite I put in my mouth, I'm either feeding my body or I'm feeding my cancer. Everything that I eat.
Yeah.
And we could all say that. I'm either feeding my body or I'm feeding my depression. I'm feeding my body or I'm feeding my ADHD. I'm feeding my body or I'm feeding my multiple sclerosis. So whatever your challenge is, that is something that you end up feeding. So which one are you going to spend time feeding? I also find, is it hard to exercise every day, to eat right, to get some vitamin D, to take the supplements, 55 supplements a day? Is it hard to do that? Yes. Is it hard to have cancer, maybe not live that long, have all the pain that goes with it, have a problem, not be able to enjoy my grandkids? Yes. So my motto is, choose your hard. Which hard are you going to lean toward? Everything in life is hard. Which one are you going to choose?
That's a great motto.
And you actually missed my favorite motto, Brenda, where you said you're not afraid to die.
Exactly. I was going to pop that in, so I appreciate it. And that's exactly what I think. I'm really not afraid to die. I just don't want it to be my fault.
Right.
That's my thinking, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're all going to leave this rock somehow, and I'm not afraid of that. I just want to do everything I can to keep it from being my fault if possible. So I'm going to take my supplements. I'm going to eat my good food. I'm going to get my exercise because that's going to keep it, hopefully, if all goes well, from being my fault. Something else is going to take me down, but I'm praying that's not it.
And it wasn't the Spartan. The Spartan didn't take you down.
That's right. Cancer can't take me down. We're going for the Spartan, baby.
So, okay, I want to get into this now. We're talking today with Brenda Ferris and Baron Robison. They're brother and sister. Sister has cancer. Brother is helping out. Tell me the story of how you guys started doing these amazing athletic achievements.
Well, Brenda came to visit at Christmas time last year, so the end of 2017. And I hadn't seen her for a while. I hadn't seen her since before the cancer. And so she shows up at the airport, and I knew it was her as she comes through there at PDX, but she looked different. I mean, just you could tell she had been exercising and diet and all the things. And my first thought was, you know, she's just looking great, you know, fit. And so during the whole Christmas visit, we're talking about what she's gone through and everything. And she flew home, and it was like that first week of January. A friend of mine's wearing one of these Warrior Dash shirts, which sound like fun. I've never done one. They just sound like fun. And I'm like, here I am, 54 years old. Why not? Why not?
Yeah,
why not?
I wouldn't say that. But I'm glad you did. I would say, why?
Why? So I called Brenda and I said, you're in really good shape. Do you want to do this together? And she said, and she checked with her husband and they talked about it. And she said, sure. But I realized she didn't plan on coming up in May. You know, I mean, their budget's pretty tight and cancer sucks your money pretty bad.
Absolutely.
So she said yes, and I went
Baron,
to a...
Baron, let me interrupt you here for a second. One of the reasons I had to check with my husband is because of the challenge that I had had with my cancer physically, with the surgeries that I had already had, with the changes of my body that had occurred because of the surgeries and because of the cancer. So I said, what do you think about that? Is that something that you feel like my body is ready to do and you're comfortable with me challenging it in that way? Can I get your blessing? Yeah. And do you understand what kind of challenges my body has now taken, the beating up from the surgeries. I'd already had 3 or 4 surgeries for this. So that was kind of a reason that I checked with him, and he said, yeah, let's go ahead and try it.
And they watched, if you go to the Warrior Dash website, they have videos, and you can kind of get an idea of what you're going to be getting into, mm-hmm. right? So they checked in, and she said, sure. I went to a friend of mine and, you know, kind of explained the situation. I said, I'm just trying to get a little bit of money to help pay her plane ticket to get up here. And when I explained the situation, something must have touched him because he handed me a check for $200.
Nice.
That's cool. So I said, I'll tell you what, I'll put a t-shirt together so that we'll have a team, Brenda, and we'll put your logo on the back of the shirt. And that was January the 6th. On January the 8th, I went to my job at Costco, and a friend of mine that I work with, I was telling about it, he says, well, can I do that with you? I'm like, oh, I guess we do have a team. You know, three. We got a team. So at that point, Team Brenda was formed on January the 8th. By wow. January, this is so crazy, by two weeks later, we had 25 people that said they wanted to join us mm-hmm. in 2 weeks.
Wow.
They're just like, that sounds like fun, and they wanted to rock. And like nobody knew Brenda. They just knew this sounded like fun. They wanted to rally around what I was doing. By that time, I realized maybe I could actually let her go home with a little bit of money because she mentioned these 55 supplements she takes, mm-hmm. $500 a month, out of pocket, not covered by insurance
right.
for supplements. So I'm like, if I could just send her home with some money. And a good friend of ours said, well, do a GoFundMe account. Okay, well, that's not going to do any good. Nobody knows about it. So I got on KGW's website and I sent a little thing off and I said, I have an idea for a story. Yeah. And they said, they called back and they said, well, Tracy Berry would like to do that story. I'm like, I didn't expect Tracy Berry to do the story.
That's awesome.
So at
a
the
Portland
end,
legend.
Yes, a bit of a Portland legend. Tracy Berry is awesome. We had a very wonderful conversation with Tracy Berry. So the end of February, she said, well, let's get together. They're in Salem where you guys work out. So there were three other people plus myself. And if you go to our Facebook page, you can kind of recap this whole story I'm telling you. It's got Brenda's story on it. But if you go to Help Team Brenda at Facebook, you can actually see the link to that interview. It's yeah. still on there. Yeah. So we did the interview. Well, the day of the interview, we had 70 people committed to do this. 2 weeks later, when they were done with the editing, we were up to 106.
Wow.
So at the 1st of March, I had 106 verbal commitments to do this with us. But I also discovered something very interesting. When the story broke on TV, people came to me and they said, I have no desire to get muddy, but I would like to support you. And I began selling these shirts. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm in the t-shirt business.
All of a sudden?
All of a sudden, yeah. But from the sale of the shirts, I've been able to give Brenda probably over $1,000 that we've been able to send to Brenda from the sale of the shirts.
Awesome.
And that's kind of how Help Team Brenda began to form. On May 19th, when we did the Warrior Dash, of those people, 42 of them actually followed through, paid the money, showed up, and we had these very bright pink t-shirts in very muddy environment.
Now, Brenda, you did the Warrior Dash yourself too, right? Brenda, you did the Warrior Dash too.
I did the Warrior Dash, yes, and it was exhilarating, and one of the reasons I love doing it is because I can. You know, that cancer didn't take me down, and I was capable of doing that run. And that was exciting to me to realize I'd come to a place, my body was able to do this.
Wow. That's great.
And the best thing was being supported by 42 other people, all wearing the same pink t-shirts. Many of them had never even, I mean, the majority had never met me. I think I probably only met one or two of those people, and they were there to support me. And that was exciting. I mean, they were there to support the cause of breast cancer specifically, but it was exciting to realize they were willing to support someone they'd never even met, but they knew Barron's enthusiasm was true and that he cared about his sister enough to set this up.
What a beautiful gift.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, 100%.
And one of our favorite pictures, by the way, the poster that we gave you, we had somebody taking pictures all along, and then we created these really cool posters. But one of my favorite pictures is Brandon and I swore that as we left the starting line, we would do the mm-hmm. course together, and we would cross finish line together.
Yeah.
So there's actually a picture of us completely covered in mud with our hands held in the air as we crossed the finish line. And that's actually one of my favorite pictures.
That is so great. And that's
staying together, helping each other through it.
Absolutely. And the Warrior Dash was just the first, right? This continues.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we get back from the Warrior Dash. Well, one of the guys that did the Warrior Dash with us, his name is Casey McAllister. And once again, I would challenge people to go to riseupwithcasey.com because his story is truly amazing as well. He's done 20 Spartan races, but he had never done the Warrior Dash. So we contacted him and he says, yeah, that sounds interesting. Okay. And as I sat on a talk with him, because I hadn't met Casey, but I had an idea what I was going to do. I'd done some research. I knew what the Warrior Dash was going to be like. So I told him, well, here are the different obstacles. And he didn't even flinch, Gary. He didn't blink. And I'm like, this looks hard. And he goes, well, it's going to be muddy, but it's not going to be really hard. So then I began to look at the Spartan race. I'm like, okay, now I understand why he said that. So when we got done with the Warrior Dash, and I looked at the group, and most of them didn't want to train for the Spartan. Because I would tell anyone, if you don't mind getting muddy, and if you don't mind running 3 miles, you can do the Warrior Dash. It's not that difficult.
Yeah.
But the Spartan, that's a different creature.
Yeah.
So of the 42, one, besides myself, said, let's do the Spartan. Yeah. And then one other girl at Costco said, I want to do it with you. Well, we had 10 a Saturday, just a couple days ago. We had 10 that did the Spartan with us on Help Team Brenda. So not quite as many pink T-shirts at the Spartan, because it's a way different animal. It's a lot harder.
So what? Tell me, how did you guys do? I saw some scrapes on your knees there, Baron.
Yeah, there's a few scrapes. Well,
yeah,
it's 3.5 miles. We had kind of made this mental goal to be done in 2 hours, but we stopped and took pictures and promoted our Facebook page, and so the videos and the pictures took some time. We finished under 3 hours. The one thing with the Spartan is if you don't complete an obstacle, you have to do 30 burpees.
You
have to do 30 of them before you can do the next thing.
That takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, no kidding. Yuck.
And I will give Brenda huge credit, because she at least tried every obstacle.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even try the rope climb. I'm like, I can't do the rope climb, so I just did my 30 burpees.
So what is next for Team Brenda? There's something else coming up. You guys are just not stopping.
No, as we got going, I began having conversations with people about Brenda's situation with cancer, and she and I talked on the phone, and I said, you know, we're actually helping people. I mean, it started out with her and I having fun and supporting her, but I said, we're kind of helping people here, and so slowly this has developed into a foundation.
Yeah.
So the Help Team Brenda Foundation, which is based in Mesa, Arizona, even though probably 95% of its core base is right here in Oregon. And I tell people, the Help Team Brenda Foundation's mission is to support all of those who have fought or are fighting the good fight against cancer, and educate the masses on how to live an anti-cancer lifestyle by something as simple as eating real food and doing some movement. Now, the Spartan, you don't need to have that much movement, but you can leave your house and walk around the block, or, you know, walk a half mile or whatever. So as we looked at our core statement, we said we've lost a lot of people to cancer. And as I began doing the Warrior Dash, all of my training, and as I was doing the Spartan, all of that was for Brenda. And it's amazing what you will put your body through for somebody else. So it just dawned on me, let's do a little 5K walk for someone you care about. So the city of Salem already has this plan. I've already talked to the Parks and Rec people. They're on board with it. It's, you go from Riverfront Park in Salem across the bridge to Wallace Marine Park and then back. It's a 3K stride or 5K stride. Their flyer says, bring your dog, bring your stroller, just walk.
Yeah.
So we're calling it the Love and Run. And the flyer that I gave you kind of describes it. If the Warrior Dash seemed too muddy and the Spartan race was too much training, then just walk for someone that you care about.
That's awesome. When what's the date here?
October the 6th. That's a Saturday. And what we've set it up is that if you email helpteambrenda@gmail.com, for $25, we'll take care of your registration with the city. We're going to customize this shirt so it's specifically for the Love and Run. And then you're going to get this little heart-shaped thing that goes over your heart, and you will write the name of somebody that you know that is battling cancer. So now you're not doing it for Brenda. You're doing it for someone that's important to you.
Right.
You know? So that's why we're calling it the Love and Run.
That's so awesome. Did you guys ever think
that...
Go ahead, Brenda. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. The thing is that cancer affects everybody.
Absolutely.
Whether you have it, whether a loved one has it, whether your family member has it, we all know someone that's been affected by cancer. So let's do a little something to help spread the mission statement, make the movement go further. Do something for yourself. Eat some real food. Do some movement. Come on out. Join the cause. Be part of the change. Be part of the solution. That's what we want to spread the news about.
You guys obviously... Before Brenda's diagnosis, this was not part of the plan. So what's motivating you to keep going?
I'm gonna let you take that one first, sis, because my story will take a little longer, I'm sure.
Okay, well, I'll squeeze a little something in here. And again, kind of just goes right back to the point that, again, cancer affects everybody. My mother-in-law died such a challenging death of bladder cancer, and she was a fighter. And I had someone tell me that cancer was the disease of love, and I thought, really? What are you talking about? My mother-in-law, this horrible death. I've seen lots of other people with the challenge of death of cancer. How can you be saying this? And they went on to explain that usually, now I realize there's those cases where someone finds out they're diagnosed with cancer and 3 days or 4 days later, they pass away. But usually, you've got a little bit of time. You've got a lot of time to be able to research and find out what you can do for yourself. But there is some time between the diagnosis and the time that this person's going to pass away, if that's what's going to happen to them. And that's the time of the gift of the love, because you have time. My mother-in-law was in my house, and we spent time together. We loved on each other. We reminisced. We looked at photo books. I brushed her hair. We talked about experiences from the past. That was a connection that we never would have had if this situation hadn't come about. Contrast that to my friend that told me this, that cancer is the gift of love, the disease of love, actually. Contrast that, her sister died in a car accident. She was there one day, and then she wasn't the next. There was no time to chat. There was no time to reminisce. There was no time to love each other, make up for challenges, etc. And as soon as she told me that story, I realized that is true. Almost always with cancer, we have time to spend with our loved ones, and we want to spread that news to people. We want to say, let's kick this cancer where it belongs, and let's spend some time with those that we love. So that's kind of what our mission is. That's kind of what our Love and Run is.
That's awesome. Baron, tell me what keeps you going in a couple of minutes.
We did a clinic just a few days ago, and the clinics have some cost to them, and I realized that if I have spent the cost, then it just takes money from Brenda. So I've just tried to find a variety of sponsors, and I went to this gentleman, explained what I was doing, and immediately something connected. I learned later what it was, but he gave me a check for $500, which paid every bit of the cost for this clinic.
That's awesome.
And I now have several leftover shirts from the Warrior Dash that I sell. I still have some in my car, and I sell those until we run out of those. And so everyone who sponsors, I'm like, you just gave me $500. I'm going to give you a couple T-shirts, yeah. You know, not for sure. And he said he had a property management real estate company. And so I went. He said, you see that gal up at that one desk? And I said, yeah. And he says, she is a two-time cancer survivor. She beat cancer twice. And I walked. He said her name's Michelle. And I walked past. I could tell by looking at what size she was. So I grabbed three T-shirts as I walked back in. I said, you don't know me, but your boss just told me to give this to you. And she burst into tears. And I realized, I said to Brenda, as I drove away, I said, I will do this for the rest of my life for those kind of reactions. Mm-hmm. Because it's the message on the back of the shirt. And you can't see with your radio viewers, but we've got this very cartoonish looking donkey in a kicking position. And it says, kicking cancer in the... And you can fill in the rest, you know.
I get the image now, yes.
Right in the donkey's, right in the donkey, yep.
Right.
So the donkey has, you know, Nike has a swish. We have a donkey.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I watched this lady's reaction, and then this same gentleman sends me a text about a week later, and he says, hey, there's this other lady that he knows very well. She's the vice president of U.S. Bank down there in Salem, and he says, take one into her. And again, I've never met this lady. I mean, I had to look to find her, and it was truly a, Brandon, I call them God moments, but she's rarely mm-hmm. at her desk. I was lucky enough to get her this one day. And I walk in, I say, you know, you don't know me again, but this guy gave the shirt. And I gave the shirt to her. And again, she says, I don't know you, but can I give you a hug? And she had just finished beating breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, those two moments solidified to me that I don't know what's in store for us, but apparently we're the voice for something to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when mm-hmm. we did our clinic Friday, I had just recently read a quote by President Lincoln at the Gettysburg Address. And I gave you that program. Mm-hmm. On the back of that program is actually the direct quote from the Gettysburg Address. Now, everybody knows 47 years ago. We all know that quote from grade school. We don't know that in the middle of the Gettysburg Address, President Lincoln is trying to rally the people. We've just lost 10,000 people in a very bad, graphic little battle. It was very horrific. And the people were done with this Civil War, but it wasn't done. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to rally the people. And he said, we not need to honor the dead on this field by keeping the fight going forward. I mean, I'm paraphrasing President Lincoln, but I stood there in front of this crowd that we had at our clinic with this list of 29 names that I had gotten in 1 week in emails, and I said, these people can't have died in vain. We have mm-hmm. to honor them by keeping the fight going forward. There has to be a better way of fighting cancer. And you know, we are not trying to battle the American community. That's not what we're trying to do. We're just saying that there are lots of ways to live an anti-cancer lifestyle.
Right.
And one of the most simple Brenda discovered was that broccoli has a chemical called sulforaphane in it, and and cancer hates sulforaphane. Mm-hmm. So guess who eats a lot
more?
Eat your broccoli. Yeah.
Eat your broccoli. That's right. And there's so many little things that you can do for yourself just like that that you may not have known, and they're easy. Just have a little broccoli. Have some blueberries. Put some of these supplements into your life.
You guys are doing such amazing things. Coming out of a very dark place, you're a very bright light, both of you.
Thank you.
What a wonderful thing.
Appreciate that.
So tell me where people can get more information. Facebook page is probably a great place to go.
Facebook page will give you the whole story, and it's really simple. Help Team Brenda, Facebook.
Well, Brenda, you keep fighting the good fight, okay?
Thank you. It's been a powerful learning lesson, and I think I'm here to touch other people's lives. I hope that my story can touch somebody else's life, because every single person's story made a difference for me. I glean from what I can, and I pass it on to other people, and hopefully something I've said in the past or now can help somebody else through their journey, and I'm delighted to share anything that I've learned. I'm not a medical professional. This is just something that's worked for me, but if people want to contact me on Help Team Brenda on Facebook or email address, I'm perfectly happy to share whatever I have, and I pray that it'll bless their lives.
Well, this is awesome. Thanks, you guys, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you for your time. Sure do appreciate it. Fight the good fight.
Metroscope is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.